Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally bring in something different. Odd things, co-hosts, stories, poems, whatever. And I call those things wombats. Nothing tonight qualifies as a full-blown wombat, but you never can tell what'll happen. I'm going to start off with a 9/11 song. When the World Trade Centers came down, I was in New York, and I was on my way to work and turned on the radio and couldn't get the right station as things were happening. Looked up to see the World Trade Center with smoke pouring out of it. I was on the bridge, the Whitestone Bridge. It shook me up a little bit, but it really didn't hit me for a week or so. And then I began to realize how bad it was. And as I traveled around the U.S. later, I found out that we in New York thought we were the ones who were impacted mostly and didn't realize what other people were feeling all over the place, the West Coast, everywhere. It kind of hit the whole world. This is the only song I know that really pays what I consider appropriate tribute to what happened. And it's not so much blaming those who did it as it is talking about the experience of those who were there at the time.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages and speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning by Alan Jackson. And the damage done, it's hard to even imagine. Look at what's happened to us since then. Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, the whole Middle East. A lot of it came out of us overreacting and doing horrible things after what happened to us. And the damage done to us is nothing compared to the damage done to them. So that truly was a terrible event. Next up is something from 1949. It's called Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers. I looked it up and I was amazed. If ever a song had legs, I think probably more famous recording artists have recorded Cool Water than almost any song. Well, I don't know that, but many, many, just everybody from jazz artists to Ella Fitzgerald, you name it, they've done Cool Water. But this was the first one to make it big. The song was actually older than this, but this was the first time it was a big hit. It's by the Sons of the Pioneers, and also it evokes something for me. The world is going to have a lot of problems in the future. One of them is a shortage of water. There are already several nations that are short on water and a couple of big cities that are going to run out of water this year. And once water is gone, civilization in that area has a hard time continuing.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool water, clear water, keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water. Cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us.
a moving Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
That was Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers. Next up is Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. The most obvious interpretation of this is for someone dying. And I think if you could die this peacefully, death would be far less terrible. Also, I think it's a song about enlightenment. It's not just about ceasing to exist. I think it's a little bit about ceasing to exist in this reality and seeing a broader, more exciting, more fulfilling reality. In any case, I think it's an absolutely beautiful song, and I'm delighted to share it with you.
I cry out into the night. Bitter thoughts, they choke my mind. Sometimes I feel so all alone, lost and helpless, hurt and blind. Restless sleep comes over me, and a golden light appears. A voice of music speaks to me, not into my earthly ears. It says, lay down and rest your soul. The universe around you rings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angel wings. Up we go into the night. Earth and body fall away. There I find my home at last, in my soul's eternal day. Lay down and rest your soul. The universe around you rings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angel wings.
Inside you sings. I have come to take you home, bear you upon angel wings. Inside you sings. I have come to take you home, bear you upon angel wings. I have come to take you home, bear you upon angel wings.
Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. Next up is Crazy for You by Madonna. How talented someone is. What makes a person a star? Oh, part of it's sizzle and, you know, promotion and all that. But I think it's something in their voice and something in the way they sing. It makes them a vocal star. This was from a movie in 1986. The movie was called Vision Quest. Madonna was not in the cast at all. She was just a nightclub singer. And there was a young man, and he was in high school, and he was going to wrestle for the state championship or up there somewhere. And he got on what he called a vision quest. He'd read about it in some Indian literature, American Indians, and it was full commitment to making this your vision. You were going to go for it. So that's where he was. And his father had a young woman move in to room in the house, and he had kind of a crush on her. And they met in a nightclub. It was a beautiful nightclub scene. It was kind of dark and smoky, you know, and people were dancing. There was nice music. And everything, it was very romantic, and they kind of realized they liked each other. It was well done. In the background was somebody singing a song, and I was just watching the movie, and I suddenly thought, wait, that song sounds familiar. That person looks familiar. It was Madonna, and she was just playing the part of a nightclub singer, singing a song. She wasn't featured at all. The camera hardly focused on the band, maybe a couple times, but the song drifted through, and it was a wonderful song for what it's like to be in a nightclub and realize that the person you're with is someone you really care about and that this is a good place to meet. So that's the story. It's called Crazy for You by Madonna. Went to number one.
Crazy for you. It's all brand
Crazy for You by Madonna. Well, I play a lot of different kinds of music on this show. 50s music, pop music, country, gospel, bluegrass, and I love it all. I only play things I just absolutely love to hear. And the next one is called The Gospel Plow by Bill and Gloria Gaither. And I can't say that it's one of my top 10 favorite songs, but I will say that it's one of the songs I like a lot, and it's from the genre that I think is home base for me. Of all the genres that I listen to, this one, it's a country gospel with a lot of guitar and banjo in it and good harmony stuff. This is the one that really is at the root of everything I love. I love some songs that are completely different from this, but this one catches the genre of this kind of music that I love so much. That was Keep Your Hand on the Plow by Bill and Gloria Gaither. Well, next up is Poor Little Fool from 1958 by Ricky Nelson. Let me read you a little bit about background on this song. Poor Little Fool is a rock and roll song written by Sharon Sheely and first recorded by Ricky Nelson in 1958. Sheely wrote the song when she was 15 years old. She had met Elvis Presley, and he encouraged her to write. It was based on her disappointment following a short-lived relationship with a member of a popular singing duo. Sheely sought Ricky Nelson to record the tune. She drove to his house. He was 17 at the time. She drove to his house and claimed her car had broken down. He came to her aid, and she sprang the song on him. Her version was a much faster tempo than his recording. The song was recorded by Ricky Nelson on April 17, 1958, released on Imperial Records through its catalog, blah, blah, blah. Went to number one. It was his first number one hit. So how's that for an interesting little background. He was 17, she was 15. Elvis Presley got her to write the song, and then she stalked Ricky Nelson and got him to record it, and it was his first number one hit. I think that's great. Anyway, it's also just a wonderful tune. This is Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool,
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool, she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool,
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool,
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool,
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. And next up is Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. This song was released in 1983, and Annie Lennox and David Stewart sang it. Annie Lennox has one of the most fantastic voices I've ever heard. And this particular song, which was her first hit in the U.S., the Eurythmics' first hit in the U.S., certainly showcases her song. David Stewart was kind of a weird, magical kind of guy, almost mystical, and did all sorts of strange things. Anyway, he and Annie Lennox were together performing for a number of years, and they split up, and Annie went on to a great solo career. But David Stewart's arrangement, he did the arrangements of the things. So here's an example of what a really good musician can do with an arrangement. And then put on top of that Annie Lennox voice, and you can hear what I consider the magic of music.
Some of them want to get used by
Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. Well, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on WEHC on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when there isn't a football game, and we're in football season, so Saturdays at 1 is a little bit questionable these days. But Monday nights, I play for you the songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd. The next song is a little odd, so I'll explain that. I rarely play instrumentals. Almost everything I play has voices and words, and that's my personal preference. But occasionally I find something that really speaks to me that is instrumental, and the next one is such. Also, it's going to add a little touch of class to the show. I play a lot of bottom-feeding songs, I guess you'd call them. But oddly enough, this one has its own little foot in that game. This is called Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland and the London Symphony Orchestra. So that's a classy thing. But Fanfare for the Common Man. You know, we see the news and we read and we see movies, and they're all about exceptional individuals and special individuals and individuals in weird situations and difficult situations. What about the common man? There are over 4 billion of us on this planet, and most of us aren't anything extra special. And so we need to acknowledge that this is where life really happens, and where most of the sorrow and the joy and the glory of life is experienced by the common man. So here's a song which is called Fanfare for the Common Man. It's instrumental by the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland and the London Symphony Orchestra. I think the common man deserves something like that. Next up is a song called Let Her Go by Passenger. And it's about a man who's lost his love, I guess. And his basic statement is, you don't really appreciate it till it's gone. In this case, he's saying, I didn't really know how important she was till I let her go. And I let her go. But I think it speaks to a lot more than that. Life is full of those things. When someone dies, then you really appreciate how much you've lost. You appreciate things about them you hadn't been conscious of. But once they're not there anymore, you can think back to who they were. It's sort of like hindsight, things you can see. And a lot of relationships are like that. Once they end, or once you realize they might end, all of a sudden things come into your mind, flash in, that you say, wait a second, I don't want that to happen because this, this, and this. And I think this song, Let Her Go, catches the poignancy and the pain of that situation. And also the beauty, the fact that you've had something wonderful and now you can see it.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. At the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Cause you only need the light when it's
burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Let her go.
Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Got me.
Would you let her go?
Got me again. The trick there was that the last part didn't have any instruments, so I couldn't hear the bridges, and I kept thinking it was over. I wanted to comment on that the last part is sung a cappella. This is my chance to give a little promotion. I'm teaching or running a workshop at the Higher Ed Center. We started last Wednesday. It's for College of Older Adults, Wednesday afternoon at 2, and it's for singing, and we're singing a cappella. We did one song last week with a banjo. That was kind of exciting because the banjo player fell down, but he wasn't hurt. So the next song I'm going to play for you is the kind of song we're going to sing. In fact, I plan to take this to the group and have them sing it. This is called This Old World, and I couldn't find it on iTunes. I don't know where I get this recording of it. It's probably by the Golden Ring Singers. I know where to look now because I've looked it up. And it's not a great recording. I'm going to read you some of the words so you'll know what they're saying. But it's just a beautiful piece to sing a cappella. This old world is full of sorrow, full of sickness, weak and sore. If you love your neighbor truly, love will come to you the more. We're all children of one father. We're all brothers and sisters too. If you cherish one another, love and pity will come to you. So, those are the words to This Old World. And I'll play for you the recording I have of it. And hopefully in a week or so, I'll have a better recording of it. That was This Old World, probably by the New Ring Singers. And next up is Trains and Boats and Planes. There have been many recordings of this, but the three that I know, the first one I ever heard was in French, and I loved it a lot, and I've played it on the show. The second was a hit song in the U.S. I don't remember who did it, but I have played that one too. This one is by Astrud Gilberto. It's a Brazilian singer and played with a beautiful, beautiful background. So I take you now to Trains and Boats and Planes in a Brazilian gentle context. And Boats and Planes by Astrud Gilberto. Next up is Space Oddity by David Bowie and Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig was the star in the movie Secret Life of Walter Mitty, or a co-star, and she sang the song, and it catches, it was a great movie, by the way, set in Iceland mostly, it catches some sort of strangeness of being in space. There are a few space songs, and this is one of them. So, I bring you Space Oddity by David Bowie and Kristen Wiig.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. And the papers want to know
is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door and I'm floating in the most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me?
That was Space Oddity by David Bowie and Kristen Wiig. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And now it's my chance to wish you a good week and ask you to join me in celebrating. And what I want you to join me in celebrating is the same thing I ask you each week. So, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.